The study was compiled by Strategies for Youth, a Cambridge-based legal research training organization. Last year, police arrested more than 2 million juveniles nationwide. But the study finds that most states, including Massachusetts, are doing little to prepare new officers to effectively communicate with teens.
And we think this puts both police officers and youth at a disadvantage.
Attorney Lisa Thoreau is the study's co-author and president of Strategies for Youth. The report concludes that five states, including New Hampshire, require 0 hours of police training in dealing with youth. Rhode Island provides the bare minimum. And in the shadow of violence in Columbine, and most recently in Newtown, only 9 states, notably Connecticut, provide police officers any training on adolescent mental health issues. As for Massachusetts?
Massachusetts is underfunding police training. It is the third least funded police training in the country. That's shocking. Police are less well trained in Massachusetts than firemen are.
The Strategies for Youth study also finds that overall police training in Massachusetts ignores new scientific research on adolescent brain development. That research might help explain juvenile behavior.
And we think much more needs to be done to communicate all the scientific advances and understanding we have of teenagers and reduce the number of kids in the justice system who really don't need to be there.
Thoreau, the founder of Strategies for Youth, says some law enforcement leaders in Massachusetts acknowledge that there is a serious deficit in training. But what are they doing about it? WGBH received a statement from Massachusetts Police Training Executive Dan Zivkovich, which reads, "The Municipal Police Training Committee is well aware of juvenile justice concerns and is currently in the process of rewriting our curriculum." Unquote. The training curriculum is being revised, in fact, to address key findings of the study. Lisa Thoreau says such training is critical to reducing confrontations between police and youth, especially Latino and Black teenagers.
We saw in our study that very few academies are embracing the requirement that officers address disproportionate minority contact. And that is a federal requirement that requires every state to look at disproportionate treatment of youth of color. And we know that youth of color are arrested in greater numbers, they're detained, and they are incarcerated in greater numbers.
The vast majority of juvenile arrests are for low-level, nonviolent offenses. Chief Paul McMillan says a lot of arrests could be avoided with the proper training. McMillan heads the MBTA Transit Police. In the 1980s and 90s, there were several well-publicized incidents between minority youth and police on subways and buses that led to confrontations.
And when we first recognized that the youth were acting in this disorderly manner, we used to try to arrest our way out of it. And we realized that that wasn't fair, first and foremost, to the youth, because we were giving them a record for these minor offenses. But it also caused the concern with the community and that we were being heavy-handed on how to deal with this issue.
So Chief McMillan says as a result, the MBTA Transit Police instituted new training.
Yeah, we offer a course. It's Policing the Teenage Brain, and it's given in our police academy as part of the core curriculum. Another tool in the tool belt, as it were, that they could use so that they wouldn't have to resort to a confrontation and an arrest.
Strategies for Youth played a role in the development of the curriculum, but Lisa Thoreau says most other police departments throughout the state have a long way to go to improve overall training.
Right now, Massachusetts can't even be sure that all officers are trained to conduct very basic investigations, including sexual violence investigations, because there's not enough money. So whether or not such investigations are occurring with fully trained officers is a function of the wealth of each of these communities. Basically, there's an unfunded mandate right now for training.
And Thoreau argues that Massachusetts should invest in new police training that emphasizes communication with youth over arrest, because she says reducing juvenile detention populations will save taxpayers lots of money in the long run. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.